We have got Sean Quincy from the Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services on the line with us right now for an update of what's going on. Good morning, Sean. Thanks for taking the time to call us back. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing okay. I noticed at about 1:30 this morning, the power actually did go out, as they said it might. I actually was kind of surprised because we seemed to be so far away from any fires and any extreme wind that it seemed like at first they were saying that Humboldt County was not going to be affected, but clearly we are, correct?
Yes, that's correct. About yesterday morning, about 9 o'clock, we got word from PG&E that this is potentially headed our way. We knew a little bit later on in the evening yesterday that we were going to have, that there was going to be an outage in Shasta County. And the reason why it's affecting Humboldt County is because there are transmission lines that connect us to Shasta along the 299 and 36. And so when the substation down in Shasta went out, that's what is causing the outage here.
Wow.
Now, we did investigate a potential backup plan to have the King Salmon Power Plant basically kind of backfill the areas that that went out or that were scheduled to go out, mm-hmm. and that plan didn't work out. The technology is not available and not ready here. So
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, we were following the social media reports and calls in last night, and kind of share the same feeling as you had. You know, we heard reports from different areas around the county. We're going out, and it seemed like Eureka was kind of the last to go. But yeah, around 1:20 is what we had is when the main part of downtown Eureka went dark.
It seems like all of Humboldt County. I mean, I'm in Ferndale, and it's without power as well. Is the entire county down, or is it just some of it?
That's what we're trying to confirm. It seems like it's widespread. I can't say exactly if every part of Humboldt County is down from the PG&E scheduled shutoff, but it seems like it's definitely widespread.
Have you gotten word how long this is expected to last? We were told like 3 to 5 days.
Not yet. You know, we have a call scheduled here in a few minutes with PG&E and some of our emergency response partners, and hopefully we'll have an update on some of that information. But if we don't have a time for sure that power will come out, we would expect the community to plan and prepare that this outage would last throughout the rest of the day.
And in beyond the day?
That's, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry, mm-hmm. safe than sorry in instances like that.
I've gotten calls from some listeners saying, hey, we have a power plant on Humboldt Bay. I know that generates a lot of electricity. Why are we still without power? Any idea about that?
Yeah, you know, I'm not an expert on it exactly the way that, you know, the utility operates, but kind of in layman's terms, as I can understand, is that the technology just is not there to deliver electricity to
right.
various parts of the county that are affected by the outage.
All right, Sean. Can I ask you to be on hold? Oh, no, that just went. I guess I'm expecting a call back from PG&E, but that just went away. So maybe hopefully they will call back. But, yeah, I know that power plant does feed the grid, but I was hoping that perhaps, you know, they could throw a switch and have it power Humboldt County during this time. But I guess that can't happen. Maybe when I talk with PG&E, I'll ask them about that. I heard earlier that that you guys were confirming that this power outage is not affecting the airport. I want to confirm that right now.
So we did get word from the airport that the airport does have backup power.
Mm-hmm.
There's a backup generator. You should contact United to see if flights are affected this morning. But as far as the operations at the airport does have backup power.
Well, that's good to know.
You know, one other thing, Cliff, is, you know, I want to make sure that residents use caution on the roadways right now. We know that there are a lot of traffic lights that are off or that are flashing.
Mm-hmm.
And so folks need to treat those traffic lights as a four-way stop.
Yep.
And be extra safe on the roadways. Please, you know, if you can avoid the roadways, do so. realize that the people need to work, obviously,
sure.
Definitely use caution on the roadways, and please only use 911 today if there's a critical emergency.
Yeah, I imagine they're going to be pretty busy.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. Wow. Are there any other things that we need to know about operations in the county, services, things that we may not be thinking about?
You know, it's all hands on deck today for county and our emergency response partners. We're doing everything that we can to make sure that the most vulnerable, especially among us, are taken care of and that their needs are met, especially their medical needs. And as far as, updates on the situation, definitely follow the county's Office of Emergency Services social media feeds on Twitter and Facebook.
Very good. Assuming that you do have those abilities.
Assuming that you do have internet or cell service.
Right. Because, I mean, for us, it's we've had to cobble it together with chewing gum and bailing wire. And I've gotten it gotten some of it to work, but not 100%. But Sean, thank you so much for getting us up to date. Really appreciate that. And any new information, any new updates, don't hesitate to call us and let us know what's going on.
Absolutely. Thanks, Cliff. Stay safe today.
Thank you. All righty. Well, there you have it. And I've also got a call into PG&E to get more information from them directly about how long this situation is going to last. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Now these words.
Discover Road.